This is CliffCentral.com. At Sibanye, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. We are proud of our partnership with the Leadership Platform and will continue to support leaders who are committed to growing our country. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Youth Leadership Platform, and it is brought to you by Sibanye Stillwater. Today we're coming to you from a lovely school called Imfundo Secondary School, right, out in Fochville. Kindly note that the views and opinions expressed by the persons participating in the Youth Leadership Program hosted by Leadership Platform are those of the individual participants and not necessarily represent the opinions or views of Sibanye Gold Limited. Sibanye is not liable for any damage, loss, or liability of whatsoever nature and however arising. So I've got very lovely and dynamic youngsters joining us today, and I'd love for them to introduce themselves, and we'll get into pretty much what we're here to talk about, which are issues that the youth are currently facing, more particularly from and around Imfundo Secondary School. So I'll start with the gentleman to my right.
Okay, firstly, I would like to greet everyone. I go by the name of Kamohelo. I'm from Imfundo Secondary School.
Thank you very much.
My name is Khomoto. I'm from Imfundo Secondary School. I'm doing grade 9.
My name is Ditshwanelo. I'm currently a student at Imfundo Secondary School, and I'm in grade 8A. And I always tell people that I'm the future Denzel Washington in motivation.
Greetings to everyone. My name is Ntokozo Rabutapi, a representative of Imfundo Secondary School. I'm doing grade 11 and I'm an accounting student.
Greetings to the hall at large. I am Nzogolo, a matriculant at Imfundo Secondary.
I'm Nomsa Mabeto. I'm a teacher here at Imfundo Secondary School.
All right. Thank you very much for those intros. I think we'll just get right into it and speak to the first, I think, matter at hand, which is substance abuse. And I'd like to open up the platform to the learners to lead this topic, take it whichever direction that you'd feel. I think it's best we start with you.
Substance abuse is the major issue we encounter in our community. We have taverns, and first and foremost, it says that people under the age of 18 must not enter, and people under the age of 18 are not allowed to be given alcohol, or the traders must not trade alcohol to people which are under the age of 18.
Yeah.
But it's not what's happening around our location.
Mm.
That's the matter. And then the owners of the taverns, they let people which are under the age of 18 to enter these taverns, and then it leads to youngsters are indulging in such things, and then they're exposed to taverns, and then there are no restrictions, no serious restrictions. So they go there, no one is going to tell them anything. They are going to enter with no one being there to tell them you're not allowed to enter.
Mind our guardian.
Yes, sir. Mm. And then it leads it gives them a platform to abuse these substances, to go occasionally there, because they know no one's going to stop them from going there, no one's going to tell them anything. It's simple, we enter, we get drunk, then we go out. Mm. So it's simple as that. So abusing substances is way simple around our location.
So you're rising on the point that the access to all these substances that are affecting the youth, or rather the youth are using, are readily accessible in this community, and that presents itself as a big problem, because any child can walk into any tavern and buy anything really that they want, even if they're underage.
Yes,
and consume that.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Introduce yourself and say your piece.
Greetings to all. My name is Tukulo. I'm the learner who has passed his matric here at Imfundo last year, got an exemption. I hopefully think that one day I could be one of the lecture at one of the university. I don't know, maybe UJ, UP Vet. According to what Mr. Ntsokolo has said, here around our location, you get substance very easily. You can buy drugs somewhere, and then you can go into the taverns, as he has said, you buy your own alcohol, and then it doesn't matter whether you are underage or you are above the age of 18. So you can get and drink. After you drink, you go outside, you make something else, which is not right.
So has any of the community members realized this and try and take it up with various boards that regulate or are meant to regulate these things in townships or in locations where school children can walk in underage and be able to partake of these harmful substances?
Apparently, around our location, I would say there is not much action against that, because as you can see, there are old people in all into that tavern, and then again they allow children to go, we are to go with them again into that tavern. So I would say there is not an action against that thing.
So even the old people who are supposed to be parents or foster parents, because you know in black townships, every child is everyone's child that is a child minder within the community. But the very same people are sitting in those taverns, allowing the kids to consume the substances in front of them. It's something else. What do you have to say?
Just to include on something, coming to substance abuse, a lot of people think smoking marijuana in Dhaka is a trend.
Okay.
Because even youngsters below the age of 13, they smoke, and which is a harmful thing to their health. And at the same time, they're being pressured by their friends, and at the same time, it's self-pressure. You allow someone to control your life just because your friend is smoking, you think like you're going to be popular because you smoke Dhaka. But at the same time, you are blocking your life. You are putting an end into your future. So our youth need that education, that motivation, that drinking alcohol, smoking, or even eating junk food, because, for example, if I may state that females nowadays eat junk food because they want to be fed. It's a trend. And at the same time, they take junk food to just relieve their stress. If they're in emotional pain, they eat junk food as always. For example, ice cream, which is they like it the most. So for my side, I think that if the youth should be given a platform to raise these points, I think it'd be much more better to just tackle them with the youth, not involving their elders.
So I see with, you know, I come from a township myself, and I've seen how smoking and drinking is part of adulting in a sense, which is a thing that's a problem. It can't be part of adulting, right? But that's how it is. A lot of people, they see you as a man or as a woman when you start participating in such things. What's the danger in that? As learners in high school that are going through pretty much teenager changes, what are some of the problems that this poses to you guys?
Okay. So, and as you said, adulting, and we mostly misinterpret much of things. Adulting doesn't mean that you have to smoke,
yeah,
and drink and do all these risky behavior things. And just because adulting, I think it's a more mature word, but which is misused by most of us growing up. When we undergo adolescence, we tend to think that certain things like smoking and drinking are cool. Certainly, simply because it's a sense of belonging. We see our friends
belonging where?
Sir. Around our location, most, if not everyone, are smoking and then they are drinking. And then a friend of a thief is a thief. So if you are with us and then you're not doing the things that you are doing, it means that you're isolating yourself. And we will be throwing comments at you which are not well.
Demeaning in a sense, yeah.
Yes, sir. So sir, adulting points... I don't think it's adulting as such. It's just an excuse we use to do these such things. We use it as an excuse, as I'm adulting. So it's an excuse, not as I'm not sure it's for certain, sir, but I think it's, we use it as an excuse, if I may say.
So you said it's a lot of the young ones, they get into these things because they want to belong somewhere.
Yes.
So there are certain groups that set standards for them, that if you want to be part of us or if you want to be like us, you need to do these things.
Mostly, sir, they do not specify that you have to do this. But you by your observations,
yeah,
you can see that, okay, that group is, they smoke, they drink, they party every Saturday. So I'd have to join them. But to join them, I'd have to be them and then accommodate them and then be them and then to socialize with them and then form a bond. Then eventually we'll be friends and then I'll be one of the cool kids in the township.
Hmm. What do you have to say? Introduce yourself, lovely lady.
Greetings to you all. My name is Ongeziwe, and I'm in grade 10 at Imfundo Secondary School. Due to all those statements and things, like, I've noticed that as youngsters, we adapt things to be part of gangs and everything. So the way they take it, it's like, telling myself that I want to be that cool kid and I want to be part of all the youngsters and stuff. So they take drugs and go to taverns because of they want to prove themselves that I'm part of the learners, I'm part of the youth that can do things by not being told that you cannot do this. Like, that's what they do. You know?
So peer pressure plays a very vital, a big role, yes, you say, in all of this, facilitating all of this happening. As a learner yourself and as a teenager, what can you say to your peers that are here and that will be listening to this based on what you just said now?
As a teenager, I would advise them that if someone drags you to do something that you don't want to do, just say no. No is an answer. You can't just say, yes, I'll do it because if I want to join you and stuff. No is an answer. You do it. You're doing it for your future, for yourself, not for them. At the end, you'll be the one falling apart, not them. Yes, that's what I can say to them.
So cool is not cool enough when it requires you to start using illegal substances. You'd rather not be cool. All right. Thank you very much for that. We'll take another thought. Just kindly introduce yourself and say your piece.
My name is Ntabiseng. I'm in grade 11B. I'm schooling at Imfundo Secondary School. From my own perspective, I would say that substance abuse plays a very big role here in our community. Our community is a very small community, which means that in our community, it's a culture for teenagers to be in a gang or to be a popular girl. From my side, I'm a girl.
Yeah.
To be a popular girl, go with blessers, have nice clothes. It's a culture. But I'll say to those who do it, control yourself, because you will be the one suffering the consequences after all these kind of things.
So tell me this. What are some of the experiences that you've had, and what are some of the things that you've seen that the consequences of those that are using drugs and consequences of, you've introduced something very important as well, the blesser lifestyle. What are some of the consequences that you've observed so that a lot of people can learn from that?
I'm 18 years old right now. I've had a friend who once convinced me to go out partying, drink all night. He said to me that there's a guy sitting there and he has money. So I asked him, how old is that guy? He told me he's married, he has kids, and I know his kids. Like, I was like shocked. How can he introduce me to such a man? So I was about to go there, but then I asked myself, this guy is old, and this guy, like, wow, that's a kind of pretty tough question. But I'll say that I told my friend that if you want to be friends with me, then we have to do right things, not do wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I've really experienced that kind of thing.
So those that entertain that blesser, blessee lifestyle, where do they normally end up from what you've seen around you?
In my community, they usually end up being pregnant, leaving school. That's a pretty common thing in our community.
teenage pregnancy and an early exit of it's a stressful and something that we see. It's very real. Ma'am, I want to rope you in on this one and just express your concern about what the learners have spoken about. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm very happy because I can see that they can see that there is a problem around here in the community. And as they said, most of them, that they are aware of the dangers. And it's good that they are expressing themselves and they are against it. Most of them, they are against it. Even though there are who indulge in that, who are still members of the gangs, because gangsterism is very rife in this community. Mm-hmm. But at least if we speak about these problems, these ills of the society, I think it's good. They should be exposed. And maybe some learners, they don't know the consequences, the results of indulging in that. So it's good to talk about them. And it's good if they themselves are the one who are expressing, who see the dangers, who are concerned. I think I like the exposure and I like the expressing.
Now, Ma'am Mabeto, there have been kids that have come to the school under your jurisdiction,
yes,
that have participated in some of these things, substance abuse as one of them, and like the young lady that was just here mentioned. What are some of the consequences that you've seen in some of the lives of the students that participated in these?
Most of them, they drop out of school. They don't finish school, especially if they've started early, maybe in grade 8, because we do have some who start in grade 8, indulging in doing drugs in grade 8. They don't finish school. And most of them, they become pregnant. And after becoming pregnant, there's no one who's going to look after the kids, after the baby, meaning that at the end of the day, here in our community, we've got most people will not be educated because they won't be able to go beyond matric because of these ills, which are not good for the community.
Where do you think this stems from? Because it must start somewhere. I mean, these are kids. If somebody tells them the right thing, that's what they do. In our mother tongue, there's a saying that says, "Ligosho lisemanzi."
Yes.
Meaning, you know, you harvest whilst it's still, you know, in its primitive and it's still in its formative years.
Yes.
You know, you teach them the right principles, they govern themselves.
Yes.
Where is the problem stemming from? Where are these kids learning all of these things?
As a school, I would like to say because they've been taught from primary school, and then here also it's a continuation from primary school to high school. I think the problem lies with the community.
Okay.
There are no enough role models for these kids.
I see.
The mentors, because the problem we see here at school, it starts at the community level. It doesn't start here at school. And again, and this social media, as I've said, cyber bullying, you know, they like networking and they like copying. And most of the time, they don't copy the right thing. That's why here at school, most of the time, we teach them to do good things. Hence, we expose them and we tell them the difference. We want them to finish school.
Mm.
Yes.
Would you like to rise on something? Yes.
Okay, even like family problems also play a part in our lives. Because growing up in an unsupervised or disadvantaged family,
yeah,
you end up not knowing between right and wrong. Because there is no guardian that tells you that what you're doing is wrong. Like, every day when you come back from school, you find your mother at the sitting over the sofa, drinking. Your father also is not in the house, out there in the tavern. So that also play a part in you with what is wrong and right, which you don't know between being wrong and doing right.
That is, Ash, I'm getting moved. Introduce yourself and say your piece.
My name is Thembi Nkosi. I'm currently doing grade 11 at Imfundo Secondary School. Today, I've experienced a lot. In our school, we are experiencing gangsterism. As you can see, if ever you can walk around the school, you can see walls being written, BTS, BTG, and then these things are affecting us a lot because of we tend to join gangsterism because of we want to fit into those gangs. And then if ever you can go out in our community, you can see that, hey, people are wearing dikis and their lifestyle is based on their choices. Yes, it's based on their choices, whereby they take their lifestyle of wearing dikis, stabbing people. That's how they feel that, yeah, this is the life I'm going to live from now. And then till.
So now again, you are exposed to yet another thing, which is gangsterism, which is negative again. The identity of the community seems to hinge on a lot of these bad qualities, which we want to move away from. Now, you are youngsters. It's you know, we can blame the generation before us all we want. We can hold them accountable all we want. But what are you guys doing to remedy the situation? Let's start there. And then we'll talk about what can be done going forward to try and remedy some of these things. So what are you guys doing to help your friends to move away from gangsterism or not be part of it to begin with?
Okay, let me answer that part. First thing, what I used to do is that I had an organization which is JAMBEM, which is Girls and Boys Education Movement.
Okay.
It's where we educate learners on the consequence and the end up of substance abuse, gangsterism, and cyberbullying. So the problem is that the moment we convince learners that gangsterism is an end road for you, they seem like, okay, we're not teaching them or giving more information. They want to see for themselves what are the end problems. Like, for example, we had...
So you've got doubting Thomases, yeah, that want to believe when they see and touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they believe what they see, not they believe what they hear.
Okay.
So we had this situation ever since 2 years back that what happens in the community, they bring it in our school. Like, for example, two gang groups from the community, they always fight. And then at the same time, that fight, they bring it to school. Even in the morning, they fight. And at the same time, learners are so entertained that they love it. So they give those people support to keep doing it. So we, the people who try to prevent it, we lose that confidence that we're trying to destroy something, but the learners are rebuilding it every single time. So we try to entertain them, try to do many things, but it seems like it's not getting through them. It's like we teach them, they hear it from this side and it comes out from this side.
What kind of help would you like for an organization like yours and efforts like yours, what kind of help would you appreciate from the school and the community to help you in trying to curb this problem that is very prevalent here?
Okay, now I'd like to say that for my school and the community, it's better if they put their hands into the situation and play a role model into it. Because if they keep talking and they didn't do action, there's nothing to do. Because my community, they talk, but there's no action at the end.
What kind of action would you like to see? And this goes to everyone. Mm-hmm. What kind of action would you like to see in efforts to curb the problem?
The action I would like to see that a parent should take he or her child, speak to them, show them the end result of this. And then at the same time, they should try to motivate learners, show them what are the negative things and what the positive things they should do in their life. Because we learners, we learn from our parents.
Okay.
A lot of things we see them from our parents, our brothers and sisters, and we are dodging them and we try to do them at the same time.
Okay, I'm getting a sense that parents are very absent in their duties and helping to teach as the teachers are trying to do at school, that they've left the teaching and learning experience for the teachers at school and not taking that responsibility to themselves at home.
Okay, when it comes to this issue of gangsterism, I strongly believe it's not a point of fitting in, looking for, or maybe looking for protection.
Okay.
In our community, there are no activities that are done. So teenagers are bored. They stay at home. They lack things to do. Mm. So things that can be done, or an action that could be taken. It's if recreational activities, like recreational activities, are conducted. Like boys in our location only play soccer. What about other guys who don't
soccer?
Yeah, who don't like soccer.
Yes.
What about other guys who don't like basketball?
Yes.
What about recreational activities such as music, arts, or other sports activities?
So the involvement of parents from yourself and keeping the youngsters busy,
yes,
from your side.
It's one initiative that I strongly believe could decrease gangsterism in our community.
Thank you very much for that.
Also, teenagers should know the use of having TVs at home. Do not watch something and then come back again to repeat what was acted on the TV.
Okay.
Know that they acted it to show you the dangers and the disadvantages of doing that thing that they have been acting.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they see these kind of lifestyles on television, and they miss the point of what television is trying to do, which is to teach them that these gangsters that you see here, this is what happens to them, but they just catch on what they do and how fancy it looks for them to be in gangs, and they want to practice that in schools.
Okay, so I believe that most of us, we tend to want to live fantasized lives.
Okay.
And we want to live fantasized lives in what sense? You see a certain person living such a life, he's drinking, having girls, all these risky behaviors. And then you see that guy is happy, and then on the other hand, you are a depressed youngster.
Okay.
And then you tend to want to follow, to have the mannerism of that same person.
Okay.
And then in the process, you get carried away, and then you find yourself in deep, deep, deep tragedies,
yeah,
which may lead to many things. Maybe you were involved in drugs, mm, and then you find yourself graduating from one drug to the next,
yeah,
from marijuana to ecstasy, then
heroin.
All
of those.
The end point, the dead end, heroin. Then when you're at the stage of heroin, you may find yourself 6 feet under or intensive care unit, things like that.
So a lot of these youngsters, they take what can be perceivable as success and happiness from the negative or toxic leaders and role models that are very, there's a lot of in the township. They want to emulate that, and
yes,
they find themselves in very compromising situations.
Yes, sir. And one thing I believe, sir, all of these major issues are very intertwined, sir.
Okay.
Because take it for instance, substance abuse, sir.
Yes.
The past issue. When someone is involved in substance abuse, is abusing substances, sir. Say he doesn't have money to buy the substances. What does he do? He simply goes and find ways to get that money. And in the process, there might be illegal activities, maybe like mugging people and then involving himself or herself in illegal activities,
mm,
like maybe selling drugs or anything, anything, just as long as that person has the money and then goes where to buy the booze, then abuse the substance again. In that sense, that's why I say they're intertwined, because one issue leads to the next.
Mm.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Naledi. I am in grade 8 and I'm attending at Infundo. I am, like ma'am said, that they copy. They are curious. They want to experience how it is to be a gangster or to use drugs. So they don't want to feel like they are odd one out. So they go and be gangsterism, and being gangsterism, mostly they sacrifice, they kill people, or they steal. So people don't realize their means. They are now gangster, but they don't look back what they did. Like, they don't justify their ends.
you know, killing someone at such a young age, or, you know, committing all these grievous crimes must do something to your emotional and psychological well-being and alter you as a person, that your character really, really just drifts and it changes. And like you said, it's very cyclical because one thing leads to the next. Now, Mem Mabeto, I'd like to ask, what are some measures that are in place as a school to try and mitigate some of these things that are happening within the community, and mostly with the learners, where the learners are concerned, I should say?
Yes. As a school, we try to cap gangsterism because we always address gangsterism. We always emphasize, and we always, as a school, always show learners that they should not do wrong things and how those are going to affect them in life. Mm. We always emphasize, even we have an assembly on Mondays and Fridays, and every time during those gatherings, we emphasize the wrongdoings, the things that these learners do during weekends. We speak about them. Sometimes these learners, we speak about those problems, we emphasize them, we call parents. I won't stop emphasizing the involvement of parents.
Is that enough? Do you think
it's not enough?
They're very cooperative.
Some of them, not all of them. Mm. But we always call meetings with parents to show them, or to stress, to emphasize their involvement, because these are their kids, and at the end of the day, they go back to the community. That's why they should be involved most of the time. Mm. Yes.
What kind of additional help, Mem Mabote, do you think the school can receive so that you can do more to help the learners? Because, you know, we're looking at speaking to them.
Yes.
Has not really produced the kind of results that we want.
Yes.
Because all of these negative habits are still rife within the community. Yes. and amongst the learners themselves.
Yes.
What kind of help do you think the school needs to do more?
In the past, the school used to take maybe all those kids. We identified all those kids which we thought they were
very troublesome.
Very troublesome.
Yeah.
And they were taken to prison to go and have a look at those persons who are now behind bars because of these ills, of because of involvement in these things which are not good for the society.
Mm.
And it helped. And even at times we call the police to come and address them, because as they are indulging in this thing, they'll end up being in prison.
Mm.
So the policeman, the prison warder, I think are welcome to come here and address the learners, because they are taking that road that at the end of the day they are going to be arrested. At the end of the day, they are going to spend most of their lives in prisons.
Is that still going on?
Yes.
You seem to beg to differ.
The reason why is that this project I lost, the last time I saw it was last year. So this year I haven't seen them ever since last year. So I thought maybe they thought the result was good, but at the same time they have not yet done that project.
Okay, so you feel like it should still go on.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's effective to take school learners that are participating in these social ills to prison, and in order to help them, to help rehabilitate their actions?
I think it's better to teach a learner from someone who had experience.
Okay.
You know, someone who had experience, when you do that, they explain to you that you may do this, you may enjoy, you may have fun, but at the end, you are the one who's going to suffer.
Mm.
Because a lot of kids that have indulged in this, they end up being... they drop in the academic work. Some even don't respect elders because they see them as we are the same age. So I think it's better if they take them to prison. Those people will educate them that, guys, this does not end well.
So we've done this, we've been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Mm. And at the same time, you know, if someone warns you and you see the end result, you start to ask yourself, do I want to be that person?
Okay.
And then you start to recommend a lot of things that, you know, I think I should turn the wheel.
I feel you.
My name is Joseph. I'm in grade 10A in Imfunda Secondary. As a result, I say when coming to pregnancy, most teenagers are making competition. If one falls pregnant, the other one says, you will not beat me. So they are doing it too. So I don't think it's peer pressure or a mistake. It's a competition.
Guys, I'm a firstborn, our peli. Like, on a serious note, you've got your whole lives ahead of you to get into all of these things. And in any case, I think we can all agree, Wuti, when youngsters get pregnant prematurely, they're perpetuating the situation that's going on in the communities. Because they themselves will be the very same parents that their parents were to them, that don't take the responsibility of teaching them. And now another generation comes, they're not taught well. So they come into these activities as well, and they do the very same thing. I think, you know, to everyone in the room and to every learner, it's very important that we will learn this thing early. Using even, you know, indulging in sex. I think let's be open about these conversations, because it will help a lot of people. Sex in itself, it's very sacramental. It's very holy. It's very divine. And it should be reserved for people who are married. Now, when kids want to experiment with that, it's a big problem, because they don't understand what it stands for or what it should stand for. So I like that you raised that point. And I'd like you to speak to your peers. What would you say to such learners?
I would like to say, as you are a teenage girl, don't copy what the other girl is doing. It's a mistake. You are seeing that girl is suffering. So why do you copy such bad things? You see that girl is depending on grant if the father is absent. So why are you doing that? Because grant is a little money to support the child. So for peers outside there, don't do bad things. Think about your future. Think about what did you dream of when you were young. Build up your dream.
So focus on a vision. Focus on accomplishing your goals than rushing into things that you don't understand. Thank you very much for your input. We'll take another thought. Introduce yourself and say your piece.
My name is Mtlale Pule. I'm in grade 10 in Imfunda Secondary School. From the point of teenage pregnancy, I like to say it even includes peer pressure, because most of young adults, they are pressurized by their friends. When you see a child having a baby, you say, grant money, I'll have clothes, I'll have food. People will like me, it's popular. Then you end up being alone in the same situation where your friends are not there to guide you or see you, but they are the ones who left you in the situation where you are.
So as part of being part of gangs, some will encourage their peers or the members of the gang that you need to participate in such things, you need to do these things in order to benefit in this way, which is really not benefiting, because they lose more than they gain, if they gain anything, really. Thank you very much for your input.
My name is Ejilin Zitwana. I'm in grade 10. I'm doing sciences in Mfundo Secondary School. After what my fellow sister has just said, I disagree at some points, because my LO teacher taught me that this nowadays is not only peer pressure, because you can see the situation that your family is going through. You can't let someone to pressurize you. Mm-hmm. Yes, and nextly, you can't, the next day, you take a school child, you make a baby with, And then after having child, that one is going to focus on his studies. You are out of school. You have to make sure that that child is having food, is having clothes, is having everything.
So girls or women suffer more from this than guys in those instances, because a guy does not have to carry the baby for 9 months. They can carry on and do what they want with their lives. But as for the woman, they have to go through hormonal changes, they have to prepare for labor and all of these things, and they're carrying the baby themselves. Thank you very much for that.
Can I add something on that?
Sure.
Coming to that part of sex, teenage pregnancy. Some girls become pregnant because they're being raped. And rape occurs everywhere. You can be raped at home by your uncle or even your father. And rape also occurred in your community, which is it's a trending thing nowadays, because a lot of girls are being raped out there. And even our community is trying by all means to try to decrease this thing of rape, but they do not see the source of it. So these things of people have been saying that teenage pregnancy is caused by peer pressure and anything. I'm not against their own view.
Yes.
But this is another input that teenage pregnancy, it's been increased also by rape. And at the same time, if a child or a young teenage girl goes through a process of abortion, what if it's going to be the last time you're having a baby? So it's either both sides. It's either you're not going to have a baby or you're going to keep that baby. But it depends on you if that, are you ready to keep that baby? And most teenage girls, they lose interest onto a lot of things because they depend on their friends for support and everything. They don't want to be independent. But at the same time, I'll say to them that try to be your own woman. Try to be your own rock. Don't depend on another rock to make you a heart solid.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Adding to teenage pregnancy, I believe that in most cases, it's not about peer pressure or fitting in.
Yes.
But it's those type of girls who misread or who misunderstand the term puberty. I mean, I am a girl, I'm 17 years old, and at some point I believe or I am influenced by the way I see my peers living. And then I'd be like, I'm 17 years old. Come on, I need to have a boyfriend.
Sure.
And at some point, I become submissive. I mean, I need to convince the guy that I love the guy and I'm the right chick for him. And he shouldn't leave me for another girl. So it will force me to indulge into sexual activities, even if I'm not ready, but for the point of being submissive to the guy and having to keep him all to myself.
And Mr. Sir?
My name is Freddy. I'm a learner at Infundo Secondary School in grade 11A. I'm hereby to talk about the gangsterism.
Sure.
All I can say, I was a member of gangsterism in the community.
Sure.
So I'm hereby to talk about it. When I was a member of gangsterism, in the gangsterism, you only enter when you want to be popular. Because that gangsterism you will be entering, it's sometimes the most popular gangsterism in the community. So you want to enter there and become popular with the wrong things, and those things we made in community, it end up becoming in the school premises. So on those things, I would like to tell those who already out there not entering the gangsterism to tell them not to enter there, because there is a rule that say ikate lokungena liwane lophuma liko. So on that thing, it's very...
So what does that mean?
It's like you are committing yourself in, I don't know how can I put it, but in a big way.
So once you're in, you're in. But you were able to leave. How did you accomplish that?
I went to jail last year, June. I don't remember the days. Then after I went there, I realized there's no life inside the jail. So when I was out, released from jail, I think I went there for 7 days before bail application. Then after my releasing, I came to my friends to tell them, guys, I'm tired. I can't afford to lose my mom with a heart attack. So I want to leave Like it or not, I will live. That's how I afforded to live. Yes.
What are some of the things that being part of a gang requires you to do as a person?
In gangster, most of the things we do is like fighting. That's the first thing. And fighting causes knife inside, you put in knife inside, we stab people, and that's which is not right. So I want to tell those who are out there not to join the gangsterism.
Thank you very much for a very valuable experience. You know, hearing from someone that was in the thick of things, that has experienced that, and I'm more grateful that you realized the problem and you left. Not only did you realize, but you took an action to leave. And I think a lot of the learners have a lot to learn from you. What are some of your peers' opinions or views on this?
Okay. To just state on what my brother said is that, you know, people like him are really needed in our community who are going to just educate and motivate learners that jail, there's no life, there's no light. Even there, you can't even find a way. But I know that some jail people, they are trying to find life even when they're in a dark hole. But people like him are really needed in our community. As I stated that, we need people who are going to motivate and educate learners.
So I believe standing firm and believing, having a strong belief in what you want plays a huge part in these issues. When you have a backbone, you are surely guaranteed success. Imagine if just because someone is a gangster, then you want to be them. You don't have a backbone. You want to live a life, someone's life, which is not yours. A singer once said, there's no life that's better than yours. Even though you may encounter difficulties and go through tragedies, it's still your life. You're going to go through them. It's a storm. It passes. So I would like to tell all the teenagers out there that a storm is not everlasting.
Sure.
A storm is something which is temporary.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And to come to the copying thing, sometimes you don't just copy just to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
At school, someone, you'll realize that this person is always on tracks every day, but always when it's time to submit homeworks, he's there with his homeworks. So I'm going to have that mind, you know what? I have to do it for me to be like him and pass my exams, not realizing that our bodies are not the same. We were built up in a different way. So if your mind gives you that person passes because of drugs, and then you end up being that, you might become more addictive or more addicted than him, because he's been living that life for far too long, and he has seen the results of being drug users.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't know the reasons a person joined or uses drugs.
Thank you very much for that.
Okay, greetings to the... Okay, I go by the name Bokam Mali. Okay, what I'm gonna say is very short and simple. My comment is that here around our community, if you're not part of against our group, you're very not safe. The thing is, around our community, our community is full of crows, you know, those people, step people and all of that stuff. So if you're not part of those people, that means you are the prey and they are the predators.
Mm.
So you have been hunted by those people.
So if you're not a part of a gang, you are unsafe.
Yeah, you're unsafe.
Even if you join a gang though, you are unsafe still. Yeah. How are you safe? Because you will have to fight. Okay, so the gangsters prey on the normal civilians that go past here. Thank you, thank you very much for that.
My name is Ishmael Muting. I'm in grade 11B. Coming from for this issue, my brother, gangsterism.
Sure.
Being in gangsterism is not good from my side. According to a person who's not in the gangsterism, is safe. because he doesn't have any mark that's showing this person is a kind of a gangsterism. Like, for instance, let me say, I was a gangsterism. So I know once you are in the gangsterism, there's no gate that you can go outside. What the only option to go outside is when you kill someone. That is the only thing that when you put, there's no one who can force you to put the gangsterism, unless you say yes, I'm putting this thing. That is why I'm here.
How has this affected you personally, having gangsters around and within the school and the community?
For instance, like, let's say, if you are not the part of the gangster name, about this kind of question, but I can do it. If you are not the part of the gangsterism, we used to encourage people outside there, but they want to be famous. The reason is that no one can put a peer pressure on you. We want to be famous. I want to be a person like in the jail. I want to be like someone on the jail. I just want to be the step. It goes by the step by step, my brother.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. So okay. Now,
can I?
Yes.
Okay. From the two former gangsters,
sure.
It shows that as a person you have to make mistakes.
Okay.
And mistakes do happen all the time. But from the mistakes that we make, we have to learn from them instead of repeating them over and over again. Because repeating them, it simply means that you have not learned your lesson. It is then that you are more to learn about your mistakes.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm still emphasizing on the matter that with gangsterism, it's not always about fitting in or protection. Sometimes it starts at home. So, for an example, you'll be a guy here in school, and at home you're living with your parents, and every day you see your brother, or for example, you see your dad abusing your mom physically. So at some point you are unable to speak about it, and you want to release the pain by causing someone a pain or hurting someone, and then you feel better about it. It's not it's not always about peer pressure
and fitting in,
yes,
per se.
Yes.
Okay, so do you feel that all of this then filters into cyberbullying? With a lot of these things that happen, that they filter into cyberbullying that happens.
Yes, as I've said before, there are teenagers who are unable to express how they feel.
Okay.
So they use cell phones as a tool of expressing how they feel.
Yeah.
And then if I am hurt and I'm unable to speak to anyone else, then I'll take my feelings to the phone or harming or actually hurting someone on using the phone to make myself feel better.
Mm.
Yes, so I think that's how it relates.
Mm. Okay.
And then just inputting on cyberbullying. Cyberbullying really, it destroys our youth in many different ways. Because if, for example, someone may have your phone and may take your private information and just expose it to the website, it's a negative impact on you.
Okay.
Which is a lot of people will use that weakness against you. They will, for example, threaten you. Maybe they'll try to say like, I know where you go, who you're with, who you're talking to. I know what you eat. Like, they know every single information. And at the same time, it becomes a lot of anxiety inside of you. Mm. So you become that person who's like, you don't want to go outside. You don't want to talk to people. And at the same time, you're an extrovert. Now you become an introvert. Mm. You don't want to talk to people. You're not even open to your own family. You're not disclosed. You are becoming a disclosed person. Mm. You do not want to just tell people about your status. And again, coming on cyberbullying, it's a wrong thing because it may lead to a lot of negative things because it kills self-esteem of a lot of learners.
Okay.
The moment your private part or your personal information is being exposed, you lose your confidence, you lose your self-esteem, and at the same time, you lose that thing you had before this thing happened. Because you were that one person a lot of people looked up to.
Mm.
Now, due to that, you've been bullied through the internet. A lot of people see it.
you feel like you've been attacked, you feel like you've been pecked on, and you don't ask for help for people like, I need help on this situation, because you may seem like a joke. Because a lot of us of youth, when you ask for help, you start to become the topic of the day. Mm. Like, for example, if a girl may go to a friend and say, guys, I need this kind of a mind, I'm broke. Girls may say, okay, it's fine. But at the same time, the moment you leave, they gossip about you. They may trend it in WhatsApp or Facebook, and they'll be like, this kind of a girl, she's poor, asking us for money and all those kind of things. Now, you a person, you start to be afraid.
And you're affected pretty much on a personal level by that. So, ma'am, again, roping you in, what are some of the things that the school is doing to help curb yet another problem of cyberbullying? You know, naked photos are being leaked of school learners on WhatsApp. A lot of other school children are threatening other school children. A lot of, you know, abnormal activities happening on these social media platforms that these kids are using. What are some of the ways that you have in place to help children who are victims of this cyber bullying?
Unfortunately, we cannot control cyberspace.
Okay.
Yes. But as a form of curbing, because this thing is rife, cell phone are not allowed to start with. Cell phone are not allowed here at school.
Okay.
And they use this expensive cell phone, and which they pressure their parents to buy them those cell phones, and we are totally against the cell phones. And if they report the matter to the school, the matter is attended to, and the parents are also called, because the parents, we start with the parents, we call the meeting, and parents are told that learners are not allowed to bring cell phone here at school because these cell phones also form distractions, because sometimes while we are still teaching, they use them in class. It's a problem, and it's so rife. It's a problem which needs to be attended to by all stakeholders, not only the teachers.
Yeah.
But at school, we try to curb this problem.
Now, overall, because of time, what sentiments can you speak to everything that we've been able to talk about today, especially addressing the panel and the learners at large that are within the vicinity?
This is very impressive, especially because these are teen problems, and also in this platform is very effective, because they themselves are highlighting their problems. I think it's very good, because they are addressing other teens, meaning that they are aware of these ills, these social ills, these problems which are hindering their progress in life, which can be harmful, which can make them not to finish school. So in other words, publicity is always good. This setup, I think, a talk like this is very good for learners.
Okay.
Yes. Highlighting their problem, telling other learners what is good, what is supposed to be done by other learners in order to progress and prosper in life.
As teens, we need to know our background.
Okay.
As we know that if you don't know where you come from, you'll never know where you're going. Looking at the situations at our homes are not the same. That's why God made these fingers to not be the same. One is here, one is here. So we need to understand that everything we do it for our future, and then we do not copy from others. You cannot want to live like someone from America if you do not know, is it the culture, or is something just to be popular?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Certainly, sir, I'd like to tell the youth that consequences are relevant to the choices we make.
Okay.
And our output is determined by our input.
Okay.
So whatever you do now, it affects what output you'll get. So if you involve yourself more into bad things and illegal things, risky behaviors and all the such things, you'll end up in a dead end. And then if you involve yourself in all the not to say holy things, the good things, you'll find yourself living a life, the life you dreamt of. So I'd like to tell the youth that try by all means to live a good life and respect everyone as you respect yourself.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to the teachers at Mfundo Secondary for allowing us to come and have this conversation with you. And we'd like to thank Sibanye Stillwater as well for making this possible. And as per usual, this is another youth leadership platform that was brought to you by Sibanye Stillwater. From myself and the leadership platform, Bongani that is, we are signing out for this week.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.